Phone 01233 722 922 or check them out at www.fffp.co.uk. Facts and figures, independent financial advice everyone can follow. www.fffp.co.uk.
I'm off my jack, keep your hands off of my stack.
Jobsinkent.com.
Supplymybusiness.co.uk. Find suppliers and quote for work locally. Try us free until 1st of May 2016.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 19th of April, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stockingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello.
Hello. That was frenetic, wasn't it? It all went off there.
Well, you crammed in about 58 guests into a two-hour show.
But you're
irresistible, I know.
But we had a break, and then people turned up, and people wanted llama packages and all kinds of nonsense going on out there.
Well, I had a Mac computer, a very expensive one, that somebody said was delivered to my house, and actually... a neighbour of mine had signed for it and thought they had a free Mac computer. So it can happen. But absolutely.
I've had a tweet from East Kent College. We were talking about the colleges just before the break. East Kent College apprentices. Hey, Vanilla Web, can we get a shout out for our Lucy, who's been meeting some Kentish lambs in her purple wellies?
Aww.
Now, isn't that a meme that's come together?
Yes, and gambling.
It's got gambling lambs.
Yeah.
It's got purple. And it's got apprentices.
Yeah.
Basically, they just pulled together our entire show in one tweet.
And your wig.
No, we won't mention that.
Well, we will.
No.
We will.
No. Read an email.
Okay. So, hello, Business Bunker. Hello, Jules Serkin. Hello, Mr. Bunker. Come along on the 26th of April to the Kent B2B at the Ashford International Hotel, 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. and meet over 100 exhibitors from all the business sectors, showcasing their products and services. It's free for delegates, they say, and this is kentinvictorchamber.co.uk. Oh, there'll also be a free glass of fizz.
Really?
Yeah, Blimey. That's worth it, isn't it?
Are you on your way over there now?
Yeah, I'm there. There's an EU debate, listener, with Daniel Hannan. Mm. He's the MP for the South East of England.
MEP.
The MEP, thank you. For the southeast of England. Good job you're here, really.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter Fleming, OBE, and leader of Sevenoaks
District. That's changed.
Well, what? What's changed?
It's not Peter Fleming anymore.
Oh, who is it? It's not you.
I'm chairing it, yeah.
Oh,
of course I am. It's the remaniac on the panel, which is what they're calling him now, is Hugo Dixon, who wrote a best-selling book on why we should stay in the EU. And Dan Hannan is leading the Why We Should Leave panel. And the debate is taking place next Thursday, the 28th of April, at Sevenoaks School.
And you'll be there?
I'm chairing it, yeah.
Okay. So what is it about?
It's about the EU and the EU referendum. And it is aimed at small and medium-sized businesses and what they believe would be the ramifications of either
leaving
the EU or the ramifications of staying in the EU from a small business point of view. We're trying to keep it focused on the business issues.
On the SMEs. So
We won't. It'll be a punch-up, as it always is, but we'll try.
The evening is intended, they say, to be interactive, and there'll be an opportunity for audience participation. So I might come just to heckle you.
You need to get in quickly because there's only 300 spaces, and the last time I saw, there weren't many tickets left.
Well, you can go to the box office at sevenoaksschool.org or www.thespacessevenoaks.co.uk, what's on, or go to Kent Business Radio and you can click on there and find all the links.
You can indeed. I tell you what, Sevenoaks School, the space. That we're holding it in is absolutely brilliant. It is really fabulous. What's going to happen? We're going to record that for broadcast on the Business Bunker Show over a period of time as well. Wow. So we are going to record the debate and then play some of it back to you.
Did you know that there's a celebration of arts and culture in Kent?
Yep.
You didn't. You're just making that up.
You said earlier you go to everything. I'm going. No, I'm not. I'm just going to have dinner there.
But when were you creative?
No, I'm going to have dinner there.
An artistic.
No, I'm going because Natalie invited me. That's why.
So you're
going
to go in a little smock and, you know.
No. I'm just going to turn up and eat me dinner. Because Natalie invited me.
Okay, so the first...
Because she's nice to me and you're not.
Well, I know. The first ceremony will take place... She's only trying to teach you some French other than Mensonge et Don L'Arbre. Songe.
Yeah.
Mais oui.
Mange tout.
Mais
yeah,
oui.
Go on.
The first ceremony will take place during a dinner, which is what you're going to.
I'm going to the dinner.
On Wednesday the 18th. This is manana then.
Mm-hmm.
At the Alexandra Centre in Faversham.
Mm-hmm.
And Kent County Council has identified key sectors with growth potential for Kent, and the creative sector is one of them. Arts and culture in Kent do raise the profile of the county, and places with a strong cultural identity attract tourism. We'll just look at Margate and the Turner, what that's done.
Exactly.
For it.
Yep.
So you can book by going to kentcreativearts.co.uk with a /event, and you'll find it there. And don't forget, it's manana.
Absolutely.
And you'll be there.
I will indeed. Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to talk to someone sensible.
I think we should. Is it
we're going to talk to someone sensible.
Or
it's
Roger.
It's time to talk to Simon. And it's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker show. He just arrived at the studio. We've dragged him into the studio, thrown him into a seat, and shoved the microphone in front of his face.
Tankers and water for
him. Yeah, absolutely. But it's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker show Simon Mead of Lawyer Fair. Simon, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for inviting me all the way down here. What a beautiful day.
It's an absolute pleasure to see you. It is a glorious day,
it is,
isn't it?
And I've just been reading Andrew Weaver's tweets, and he seems to be lounging like Toad and Ratty by a river.
That's the typical Weaver, I'm afraid.
It is really, isn't it?
Having a little picnic or something.
Yeah. Yeah, he sends the troops away.
Yeah.
And when we're not there, he's
and you're doing all the work.
All the time.
He gambles, does he, when you're away? He just
a lamb.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, Simon, tell us a little bit about Lawyer Fair and what it is and what you do.
Okay, well, Lawyer Fair is a platform that we set up. So it's the term disruptive technology is used quite a lot with startups and new businesses, but that's exactly what it is. And it's a platform that we put in place to help SMEs and small businesses to find the right lawyer for their business. And it's predicated around, we don't always go to the same shop for the same thing all the time.
Mm.
And actually people have traditionally not really shopped around for legal advice and legal services.
Mm.
But actually, why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Why wouldn't you look around for the best person to do the best job at the best price for you?
Absolutely. It's interesting, and it's interesting what you say, and I have current, immediate experience of lawyers right at this moment in a few things that I'm doing, and whilst you didn't say this, I am saying this, the legal profession could do with a really mighty big shake-up, because they're very, very dinosaur-like in a lot of cases.
But Andrew isn't.
No, that's what I'm saying. This is where I'm coming from here. Yeah. This isn't where Simon and Andrew and Lawyer Fair, this is what I'm getting at, mm-hmm. is that Simon made reference quite rightly to the fact that in the past a lot of us haven't really shopped around a great deal for legal services, you know.
You didn't know you could, really.
Well,
went to a lawyer that you was local. And
yeah, well, I think what's happened in the past is, you know, particularly with businesses and sort of second, third generation SMEs, not so much with the new tech startups.
Yeah.
They will shop around, but you know there are hundreds of thousands of SMEs that probably always did what their parents did.
Yeah.
You know, well, let's get, you know, go to old Mr. Scroggins down the high street.
We've
used
Mr.
him
Scroggins.
For years.
Yeah.
Funny,
you know,
that's where I go.
Actually, he may not be the best person to put a commercial property list together for you or...
Exactly. You know, I was going to say exactly that. One of the things that you do find, or you used to find a lot, is that a lot of people's only experience of using a lawyer was conveyancing for their domestic property. So if they had a business, they go, oh, I'll use the lawyer that did that. And they wouldn't even think about the fact that they might not know the first thing about business.
Yeah, no, it's exactly that. And also, I think what's changing is, and I've had a little bit of experience of this in with my sort of past business life, but we're seeing these reverse auction platforms everywhere. So there's a business called CarWow at the moment where instead of you hauling yourself around a million car dealers.
Mm.
You spec the car that you want.
Mm.
You send it out to the website. The website gets the car dealers to do the work.
Mm.
At Lawyerfair, it's exactly the same process.
It's funny you should mention that. Thank you for that. I like this man. If you want to read more about Carwell, I have an interview with James Hind, who's the founder, on the Kent Business Radio website. Thank you for that, Simon, for that. Set them up and I'll bang them in the back of the net.
I feel like I walked straight into that one.
There was no collusion on that, I have to tell you. But you're absolutely right. And and why not? You know, we should make these people do the work. And I mean, that's kind of really what I want to explore with you now. I mean, Lawyerfair is a disruptive business, isn't it, really?
Yes,
that's what it is.
Yeah, it is. And it's, you know, it's a business that, I mean, you, again, through experience, a long time ago when I had brown hair, we...
But now, listener, he's a silver fox.
Yeah.
A bit like George Clooney.
Don't get her on this.
Well, I have hair, which is my advantage.
Exactly.
So I'm not going to be hunted by an owl. I've been following that story today.
Yeah.
But, years ago, first wave of the internet, world, we set up an online stockbroking business called E-Trade.
Right.
And at the time, everybody went to their stockbrokers.
Mm.
You know, and that was the only place you could get a share price. It was the only place you could do a trade, you know, with your stockbroker, with your bank.
Mm.
And we came up with a business plan to set up an online stockbroking business.
All right.
And we thought the obvious thing to do is to pair with an existing stockbroking business. We couldn't find one for love nor money.
Really?
No, all the minute they saw the prices that we wanted to charge, you know, that was it. And of course, their world changed. Of course, they got swallowed up.
Yeah.
Everything
that
happened in the States 2 years earlier happened in the UK.
Yeah.
And actually, this reverse auction platform for lawyers has been operating very, very successfully for 2 or 3 years in the States at least. And it will come here.
Mm.
But I think what we are also definitely seeing is that enlightened law firms are seeing us as an opportunity.
Mm.
You know, they actually, you know, it won't work if we don't have the right balance of solicitors on one side and law firms on one side and the right balance of SMEs.
Well, I have to tell you, you might be aware of this, you might not. I am actually right in the process of using Lawyerfair myself at the moment.
Well, I didn't know that, so that's brilliant.
Okay. And it has been an eye-opener. I'm very right at the start of the process that I'm doing. I have just completed some legal work, which I didn't source through Lawyerfair.
Shame on you.
Exactly. And I had loads of issues with it. Over the customer service levels I received for some very expensive legal work. I'm not very happy about it. Decided to go Lawyerfair this route. Been a complete sea change in the approach. I get all these lawyers ringing me up and going, oh, hello, can we help you?
That's fantastic. I mean, that's what it's designed to do.
Exactly. And they're going, you know, we'll put together tell us what you want, da-da-da-da. They're talking to me. And the one thing I found with old school lawyers is they don't talk to you. You know,
they talk to you in lawyer language.
Yeah, they send you lots of letters.
Yeah, they send you loads of letters at £100 a time.
I mean, the ones that are successful, you know, and we vet who comes onto the panel. Mm. And we have a long conversation. So it's not, you know, we're not throwing your legal query out to the world.
Yeah.
You know, we've selected lawyers in every different category, ones that we think can work the system.
Yeah.
And it's not always the cheapest one. You know, what you want for your customer is the best answer for their query.
Yeah.
So that's number one. That's what we want to try and deliver with the most talented lawyer in the pool to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Secondly, is actually cost. So most of the queries, most of the business that gets placed, it's not done with the cheapest.
Right.
Actually, it's done with somebody who offers the client the best answer with a fixed fee.
Right.
You know, so that the costs aren't endless.
Absolutely. You know, that in itself, you're absolutely right, Simon. Of course, you're absolutely right. What we want is the right answer and the right service.
Yeah.
But one of the things with professional service firms of all kinds, to be fair, is, you know, sometimes you enter into something and before you know it, you're running up costs all over the place.
Exactly.
And eventually you think, oh, hold on a minute, you know.
And it's a model that is more and more prevalent. You know, if you're very close to home, Rift Accounting.
Yeah.
You know, they offer, you know, we've moved over to Rift actually quite recently
from
a traditional accounting service.
Yeah.
You know, and actually the reason we moved was, one, it was a fixed fee and we knew exactly what our costs were going to be.
Yeah.
They made it really easy to do.
Yeah.
And the service, the customer service you get is exemplary.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the experience that Lawyerfair wants to get out to its customers as well.
Absolutely. I want to kind of look at this from another angle now. You've explained adequately what you do. The model of it is brilliant. The idea behind it is really fabulous. And it works. And I can say that as someone that's in the process of using it. You know, I went, I told them what I wanted within hours. And it literally was, I didn't even wait a day. I started getting feedback because of the kind of thing I was asking. You know, there were questions that the lawyers needed to ask me as well to identify what I wanted to do, quite rightly.
Yeah.
So they put me in touch with law firms who said, right, can you quantify this? Can you, what is it actually you're doing? Why are you doing that? And da, 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 da. I went back and gave that. And then I'm just at the process now getting the quotes in. People are now starting to quote for the work, which has been really interesting because I'm doing something very similar to that which I was doing before with something that wasn't working very well for me. And the quotes I'm getting back are all of the order of £1,000 or more cheaper than I paid last time.
We reckon most of our SMEs probably save about 40%.
Yeah. Unbelievable. And I just feel much better about the process. But I want to look at something else now, because you've been, you're not really, but almost a bit of a startup. You know, you're not far into the process of having started this up. And I just wanted to get your feelings for how you've fundraised for the business and how you've kind of got the business off the ground yourselves.
Yeah. It's okay. Well, I think everybody knows, you know, the businesses can't work without money.
Yeah.
But I think the source of the money is equally as important.
Mm.
You know, so if you know, at the moment we're just about to start a second round.
Oh, okay.
So we've done all our, you know, we've done our seed fund round.
Right.
Worked brilliantly, and that allowed us to prove a whole series of concepts.
Mm.
So the fundraising that we did with our seed fund provider, you know, we were lucky in that we had a couple of connections, but in your, you almost want your fundraising, your funding partners to have certain skill sets.
Mm.
So your seed fund round, you know, you want the investors that come on board to be able to deliver actually also some expertise alongside the money.
Right.
You know, because we can't always afford to go out and pay for X, Y, and Z. So, you know, I put money into Lawyerfair.
Mm.
My speciality is in commercial contracts, agreements, and those types of things.
Right.
So that's what I do for Lawyerfair.
Right, okay.
Our seed funder had a lot of contacts with tech companies, you know, which is the type of people that we wanted to be at our first sets of customer bases with. The second round of funding, we're looking for people who can enhance everything that we've done. So you've got to be able to have proven the concept.
Right.
You know, so when you've got an idea that people love, but that's not enough.
Hmm.
You know, you've got to then use your first tranche of money to prove that actually your company has some stickability.
Yeah.
You know, and where you want to get to with your second round is to say, okay, so if we can raise X amount of money, that will allow us to ramp up our proven marketing strategy.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and that in itself is a tricky one with a company like Lawyerfair, and we faced it with E-Trade.
Hmm.
Is that actually you don't want to be spending too much of your hard-earned venture capital money on educating customers.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you want to get your name out.
Yeah.
But you don't want to then have to pay to tell somebody, you know, actually this is a new process.
Hmm.
You know, you want to get your name out there. So you need to work very hard on your organic.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, search stuff. So we write a lot of articles.
Right.
You know, we produce a lot of information for SMEs that we send out there, which essentially is free. It takes time, but that helps to bring people to your site as well.
Absolutely, and it solidifies what you're doing as well, and it establishes your place in the marketplace.
Everything is a qualifier.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So when you're talking to the VC firms or wherever you're raising that funding for that tranche, you can point to absolute real examples of success.
I'm really pleased that you said that in the way that you did and you identified that, because I have a little pet
tarantula.
No. I have a little pet rent that I'm on at the moment.
Right.
I operate as an angel investor for small business startups, and I'm getting really...
Shall I leave you my card?
Yeah. I'm getting really fed up with getting business plans business plans, from people that really just want me to pay their salary. Basically, their business has got not very much to it. It hasn't got a lot of income potential. It certainly hasn't got equity investment potential. And the money that they're asking me to put in is basically just so they can live. You know, so their entire business model is me to give them the money, really. And it's starting to annoy me a lot.
Yeah. Well, that's how Weaver of Toad Hall can be sitting at home while we're out here earning no money doing all this. But it's absolutely right. You know, you can't... you can't just take your investors' money and spend it on your salaries. Yeah. That just doesn't work.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, you're just about to go out for a second tranche of investment, did you say?
Yes. Yeah. The business is growing rapidly, so it's about the right time for us to do that.
Do you mind me asking what method you're doing? Are you going to investors or are you going to crowdfunding?
I think we are. We'll probably end up with a hybrid.
Right. Okay.
So if you are crowdfunding, I think people who aren't familiar with it think that actually you just stick your business plan up there and general members of the public just throw money at it until you reach the right amount of money you need. Doesn't really work like that.
Right.
Most crowdfunding organisations will want you to have raised at least 20% in new capital before you can go onto the platform.
Yeah.
So what's absolutely key for any business is to make sure that your existing investors follow on. Because, you know, actually they're showing faith in you and that looks great to the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
So that really matters. Mm. And then, you know, if you are crowdfunding, you've got a good story to tell people and a good presentation, a good way of getting your message across.
Yep.
So crowdfunding is certainly an option, but we also have a list of key individuals that we would approach and key VC companies that we'd approach.
Cool. We could talk about this for a long time. Sadly, we're kind of running out of time. If you could give us a shout out quickly for your website and how we find out more about Lawyer Faire and all about you.
Absolutely. So our website is lawyerfaire.co.uk.
Mm-hmm.
You can go straight to the website. We have live chat on there. So if you want to talk to one of our advisors, if you hang around on the website for 30 seconds or so, a box will come up.
Right.
You can email us. Our telephone numbers are on there. So please, you know, get in contact with lawyerfaire.co.uk.
Fantastic. Simon, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunk Show. Been a pleasure to hear from you. We wish you much success with Lawyer Faire. I'm enjoying the process of getting involved in using it. We've still got your duck. for those that don't know, some time ago, Simon's business partner, Andrew Weaver, came on the show and he produced a rubber duck in a barrister's wig. And, we've got a phone call.
You know who this will be.
I know who this will be. If you don't mind, I'll just take the call.
Of course.
This is Rupert Connolly, who's telling us about Va-Va-Voo.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes.
You're on? Paul.
Hi, Rupert.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. That was well-timed. I was just finishing off talking to...
Because he had me nagging him.
Yeah. I was just finishing off talking to our studio guest here, and you hit us right on the nail. So how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well. Very kind of you to have me on your show.
No, it's an absolute pleasure, Rupert. We kind of haven't got a huge amount of time because we've had a busy old show today. So let's cut to the chase.
Tell us.
Tell us very quickly about Dial-A-Brain, which is your organisation. And interestingly, there's some synergy. It kind of fits a little bit with what we were just talking to Simon about, which was Lawyer Faire. So tell us a little bit about Dial-A-Brain and then what you're actually up to with your Va-Va-Voom.
Okay. Well, if you think of TripAdvisor for hotels, but you think of expertise instead, that's what Dial-A-Brain does. You can go to a site, look for any particular expert you want. You can see the feedback they're getting.
Mm-hmm.
Click a button, schedule a meeting with them, and have a face-to-face via a video conference.
Wow.
And then at the end of the meeting, it collects feedback.
Right. That's pretty impressive. And if I understand it rightly, the website sorts out the billing and all that kind of stuff as well?
Yeah, absolutely, and indeed scheduling. So if you click the button, it will set up the meeting at a particular time.
Right.
If it's a free meeting, obviously there's no charge. If it's charged, it takes the money up front, and we hold it in escrow.
Right.
And then after the meeting, the money's paid directly to the expert, and any balance is returned to the client.
Right.
That would be good for Lawyer Faire. Are you members of Dial-A-Brain yet?
No, we're not.
Simon?
No. Sounds interesting. I'll look it up.
Prick your ears.
Quick bit of putting together. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. So that's Dial-A-Brain. Tell us how we find out more. You know, so if I'm looking for some expertise, what do? I come to your website and...
Well, the way the site works, you can either go to the website dialabrain.com and you can just type in whatever expertise you're looking for. Mm. If we don't have it, you can actually just leave a request and we will try and find somebody for you and put you in touch.
Right, okay.
If you want to find out more about the company, then Richard Branson's running this Voom competition and there's a 100-second video explaining and demonstrating the site on there.
Oh, wow. Okay, so tell us a little bit more about that. How do we find out about that? What do we do? Is this something that we have to vote for as well?
Absolutely. Well, that would be great if you did vote for it. There's a popular vote. We're currently running 34th out of, I think, about 1,600 entries at the moment.
Well done.
Good stuff.
How long have we got left, Rupert?
The voting closes around the 20th of May, I think.
Okay, mm-hmm. So about a month left. Yeah.
So about a month.
Okay. And
how long does it take to vote? That's the important, because I won't never have time.
She's so lazy, Rupert. She's just, you know, she can't even get her fingers to stab the keyboard.
Rupi, I go on these websites. I was trying to do one this morning. Rupi and I are friends. And I was trying to do one this morning, and then it made me log in, and I had to put all my details, and I didn't have time, you know, so... How long will it take us? Crucial.
It should take 30 seconds if you don't want to watch the video. If you watch the video, it'll take you 2 minutes.
Okay, so
essentially, you go in, you follow the link to Voom, search for Dial-A-Brain. You then have to register, and you must register first. So you register either with LinkedIn or with
Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's three checkboxes which you click, which says, don't send me any spam, and you understand the rules.
Yeah.
That takes about 10 seconds. Then clicking the button takes about 2 seconds, which is in the top right. And then if you share it, that takes another 20 seconds. So total 30 seconds if you share it.
Even Jules can cope with that.
Yeah, I can. I can do that. Standing on my head.
But you must register first. That's the problem. Because some people go in there and they click vote, and they don't realize that they weren't registered to vote.
Right, okay.
So you must register first.
Okay, cool. Rupert, thanks for that. It's a very interesting thing that you're doing. I'd like to talk to you about it in more depth. Sadly, we haven't got time today, so maybe you'll come back on in the next few weeks or so, certainly before the voting ends on Voom in May, and talk about it some more.
Absolutely, I'd love to.
Cool. Give us one final shout-out for Dial-A-Brain's website.
It's dialabrain.com.
Okay, fantastic. Rupert, thank you so much for that. Pleasure to hear from you. And as I say, we'll talk to you again before the voting ends and explore this in some more depth.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, you take care.
Continued support.
Cheers now.
Bye-bye, Rupert.
Bye-bye. Cheers, Jules.
Bye. Told you he was my friend, Rupert mm-hmm. Conley. Yeah.
We're running out of time. I've got 3 million more tweets.
I have.
I'm desperate to talk to Roger, who has been sitting here really patiently.
Patiently. He's
as
the best
patient
behaved.
As a saint. He's
best behaved guest.
Absolutely. He's St. David personified with his Welshness and his saintlyhood.
Well, I was trying to do my Welsh.
Oh, she's been practicing.
Back from the valleys for quite a while. I'm having a little bit of, Welsh cake. What?
Shut up. Shut up.
Griddle scones.
That's an excellent accent.
Yes, you
don't, Roger, do not encourage her. Do not encourage. I know you're just trying to be kind.
I'm just trying to place it.
He thought he was back in the valley.
Yeah, thank you. Somebody's going to be back in the valley at this rate, and I know who that is. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show Mr. Roger Williams. Roger is from Intelligent Linking, but he's also one of the movers and shakers in the Federation of Small Business, Kent and Medway, and is doing a lot of work with the organising committee of that organisation. And we're going to explore a couple of things, both... start off, Roger, by giving us a bit of info into your actual business life with Intelligent Linking, and then we're going to talk about all the other stuff that you're involved in.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for that. Thanks for having us on the show this afternoon. Intelligent Linking is it's an interesting new way of looking at how organisations can build a much stronger customer focus in the way that they work. We've spent quite a considerable amount of time and effort researching the whole approach to customer experience and actually designing a way of working that's actually built exclusively around the way in which customers work. If you get it right, the benefit is quite extraordinary for the organizations that we've worked with, because you can start to be very clear about the kind of organization that you are in the context of the customers that you want to attract, and then you suddenly start attracting the sort of organizations and the sort of clients that your organization needs, and suddenly things seem to move incredibly well for those businesses. It's a little bit of an antidote for a lot of the mass marketing that goes on,
right,
where a lot of organizations basically get the clients that they deserve, not necessarily the ones that they were looking for. But it is a way of working as a client-centered business that's very different to a lot of the work that's going on at the moment, and even different to the movement in customer experience itself, because I find that a lot of the people talking about customer experience are actually talking about the experience provided, not the actual customer's journey.
Right.
So what we try and do is separate those things out and start focusing exclusively on the kind of customers that you're trying to attract. And then that opens up the scope for all sorts of things to happen, like the way in which you use social media, the way in which you use targeted campaigns, the way in which you provide offers to customers, the way in which you deliver the services, the value that you deliver in the services you provide, and then the value add that you create when you give people a great experience.
Right.
The end goal is to create customer advocates.
Right.
And we all know that an advocate of an organization is a damn sight more passionate and can be and is allowed to be than a salesperson.
Absolutely.
And can sometimes be 7 to 8 times more effective than a very good salesman. So that's what Intelligent Linking does. And we're in the process of rebranding and relaunching that approach. There's a new website coming very, very soon.
Cool.
Coming very, very soon. So you'll get a holding page if you have a look for it today. More about that later.
When you're ready to launch that, let us know, and then we'll give everybody the URL and all the rest of it.
I certainly will do.
Yeah, and it'll go on Kent Business Radio, of course.
Fabulous. Thank you. So, yes, but I'm here primarily to talk about the FSB work today.
Yeah.
Shall I give you a little bit of background as to what
that would be useful?
What
go
came
for
about.
It.
In 2010, I worked for the European Commission, running a thing called the European Broadband Portal, and I worked as one of the original digital ambassadors for the EU, working across countries and regions across Europe to help those regions to focus on better use of, better uptake of broadband infrastructure, and that's obviously driven by business demand. And that was very successful and ran for a period of time. But I found myself working almost exclusively in Eastern Europe and not really focusing at home. And I thought, well, why can't I do a little bit of this more in the home territory? Mm. And the FSB approached me just over a year ago to do a study on the status of broadband in Kent. And I did that study, and I found it to be a little bit lacking, shall we say. Some of the information coming from our chums that you mentioned earlier, 2 letters, one B, the other T, put them together, it could be that organization.
I always use an anagram of their name, TB.
TB, yes, it could be, 2B. 2B, yes, you'll 2B serviced tomorrow. Tomorrow it could be better. Maybe that's TB's.
Could be a slogan, couldn't it?
It could be. But not having a huge downer on BT, the problem and the challenges is that, frankly, if the demand is there for the infrastructure, then BT or any other provider will come in and provide services. And there's a whole raft of new entrant broadband providers coming in today, actually offering significantly better broadband services than have been around for some time. Mm. And I think one of the things that I was sort of really passionate about is the fact that when they talk about super fast broadband, and then people start using terms like 10 megabits per second, it makes me cry, because that's just so woefully inadequate for what businesses need
and
today.
And frustrating. Mm.
Absolutely. And so as business moves forward, we really are looking for organizations to provide a sensible capability, and I think demand will grow. So, okay, so I did the study, found that things weren't as good as they could be. There's a huge amount of effort going on, sponsored by Kent County Council and using other European funding, to push super fast broadband around Kent as fast as possible. But the key issue is that the uptake isn't there. So from that study, I was sort of challenged by the Federation of Small Business to say, well, why don't you become part of the committee, and why don't you put your money where your mouth is, or well, at least your mouth where your mouth is, and put some effort into drive enough demand. So that's really started the journey. Then I came across, I had a stand last year at the Kent Vision Live
2020.
Okay.
Which is a great exhibition.
Yeah, which is now called Kent Vision Live. Mm. And I had a stand there last year, and I had the privilege to speak there as well. And I got really kind of determined to find a way to help use that show as a platform for engaging with ordinary businesses. So we're not really just targeting tech businesses. We're targeting everyone.
Yep.
I think one of the best examples I've seen is my window cleaner. My window cleaner wants me to pay him through PayPal. If I pay him through PayPal, that means he takes one trip to my house instead of two. You know, one to clean the windows, and then the PayPal is the payment. He's been able to double his round. He gets a lot more done. He's taken on an apprentice window cleaner, and he's now got a successful, much more successful business because he can take on more customers because he spends less time going out and collecting the money.
Now, does he do insides and out? Because I have a problem. My window cleaner was
typical. It's typical.
Sorry, I'm a housewife. He'll do outside, all beautiful and gleaming, but he won't do inside.
No, I'm afraid the insides are guarded by two dangerous dogs.
Okay.
Yes, very.
What are they, Chihuahuas?
Very, very. Yeah, very small dogs. So, but very noisy dogs. So, yeah, we don't let them inside the house.
Well, I would love an inside.
Yeah, but he'd never get out again, would he? He'd be in the wardrobe with Billy Dean.
It's a joke.
Oh, okay. Well, Billy's one of the dogs, and the other one's Kobe. So that's a shout out to Billy and Kobe. I'm sure listening.
I'm sure they're listening in their little basket.
Yes, they are little baskets. Actually, that's why I was dozing a little earlier.
Well, if there's a window cleaner out there in the Whitstable area that would like to do the inside of my windows instead of just gleaming the outside, it just annoys me.
I'm setting up a new business.
This is Simon. Yes.
Yeah. It's going to be called Inside Out or Outside In.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, where were we? Sorry, Roger, where were we? We've completely lost the plot. Roger had convinced his window cleaner to adopt new technology to expand his business.
He actually told me, that was really quite exciting. And I just think that every business has something that they could do differently, something that could change the way that they work. Mm. And it could be anything from automating a simple task or taking on a really disruptive approach to the way to the way in which business works. And, you know, the feed of talent into that we were talking about earlier from the young apprentices. Again, these people are coming out of these courses with skills and capability that really need to find business applications for their use across the county. So I went and talked to the people at Revolution Events and said, listen, you did this thing called BizTech last year. Why don't we do BizTech, but really about business technology? Not just, and no offense to the people who focus on social media, not just looking at social media and digital media and digital communications, but actually let's have a proper look at all of the technologies that are available. And they were pretty pleased with that, and I've then worked very, very closely with the guys at Revolution Events to structure an agenda that's now looking absolutely spectacular. We've got 11 presentations, three warm-up presentations that are going to be delivered by myself and Ben Towers,
the whippersnapper.
The whippersnapper wunderkind. He's still going to be a teenager by the time he makes the presentation, but we thought that the two of us speaking together, that would actually appeal to an average age of about 35.
Right.
So we sort of capture
now
all...
Now, hold on a minute. Ben's 17.
Yes, okay, I'm lying. Okay, maybe 40 then. Okay. So we're looking for that balance and that spread to say, you know, these are some of the things from my experience that are relevant, and these are some of the things from Ben's needs that are relevant to the way in which technology works. So we've got three warm-up sessions, and then we've got eight spectacular presentations talking about different aspects of technology and their application in business today. So that's all taking place. There's going to be a lot of technology people exhibiting there. Intelligent Linking is going to have a stand there. The Federation of Small Business is going to have a stand there. And, you know, that's the centrepiece of what we're trying to achieve by building business awareness of technology development. Somebody said something to me at the warm-up presentations where we all sort of went to talk about what's going to happen. Mm. And I did this presentation and described the eight areas of technology that we're going to work on. And one of the questions I got asked was, Roger, did you say Federation of Small Business at the beginning? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, it's just a bit unusual for them to be talking about something that's interesting. And I thought that was rather unfair, but actually also refreshing, just to remind people that, you know, we've got a huge relaunch. We're looking at different ways of working. You know, our new brand and new kicker as experts in business. And we just want to show that, as far as our technology muscle is concerned, we're pretty much out there and pretty much in tune with what's going on in terms of technology futures for business. And really, that's a key part of what the FSB is about going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, they just tweeted with a full list of what they claim is what's going on here, which is cool, which we'll retweet.
Well, let's hope it's the same list.
If Jules talks to you, I'll pull it back up and we'll compare lists.
Well, yes. You know, I'm afraid I haven't really been concentrating.
Oh, typical.
No, while you've been talking, Roger, I've been looking up lava bread recipes, you see. So I got a little bit sidetracked.
I can only apologise for her, Roger. I mean, you know.
I've never had lava bread, and I believe it's seaweed, isn't it?
It is seaweed,
which
yes.
is very, very good
seaweed
for you.
Based.
It's not bread, is it?
It's seaweed-based.
Yeah.
And
shall we go back onto the business aspect? So carry on. Yeah,
I must admit, my lava bread knowledge is limited.
Well, what did your mum used to make you? Was she Welsh?
My mum was a singer.
Oh, well, Shirley Bassey.
Yeah, so therefore rarely cooked.
But aren't you all singers in Wales?
Anyway, let's just ignore her, because I've done the work for her. She can go back to playing on her phone. The FSB have tweeted, biz technology means cloud computing, artificial intelligence, or no intelligence in the case of Jules, big data, cybercrime, as well as social media and the conventional digital things.
So cybercrime is absolutely huge now, isn't it? And I don't think it's been taken seriously enough.
I think it's being worried about too much. I think there's a lot of concern, and people talk about their personal data getting lost and all this other stuff.
Why do you think it's been worried about too much?
Well, because quite frankly, the time to worry about whether your personal information was being nicked is kind of gone. Mm. Mm-hmm. It's more about dealing with the consequences of the fact that your information is out there. And actually working in thinking about things in different ways. There's a whole generation coming along that have very little concern about some of these aspects. Mm. Now, I'm not suggesting, therefore, everybody should publish their bank account details and throw caution to the wind. What I am saying is...
Well, I had a gentleman from Nigeria that asked me that the other day, and I was more than happy to oblige.
You had a pigeon in your bank account,
yeah,
is
exactly.
that right?
Yeah,
that sort of thing, yeah. So you've got to be careful. You've got to exercise care. But a lot of people are really well attuned to this. But it shouldn't be the reason not to. It should definitely not be the reason not to.
Because you mean not to go online?
Not to get involved and get online and take online payments, because the benefits far, far, far outweigh the risks.
Mm. But you do need to protect yourself.
You do need to be careful. Mm. And you do need to ensure that you've got virus software up to date, or you've bought a Mac, in which case you don't need virus software. So
allegedly, although I actually have wall-to-wall Macs, and I'm not even going to say it, but there are a few viruses starting to come onto the marketplace, for want of a better word.
That was only a matter of time.
They do get Macs, but you're right. On the whole, it's not such a problem.
They're going to be very unusual ones, because there's no space between the operating system and the hardware. Yeah. So that's where the viruses normally go.
Yeah.
But looking at the agenda, some of the stuff that we're really excited about. We work out of the business terrace, and that's where in Maidstone, that's where the Federation of Small Business office is. Mm. And we've got over 200 megabits per second per user across that facility. So that means we've attracted a lot of technology businesses. And one of the technology businesses at the business terrace in Maidstone is an organization called Scout. And they've got this incredible new way of looking at Internet of Things type applications.
Right.
Internet of Things, where things talk to other things, and Internet of Machines talking to other machines.
Yeah.
So what they've done is they've developed something using Blueberry raspberry pie, sorry, not
blueberry, blueberry pie.
Blueberry pie.
No, no, the blueberry muffin and a raspberry pie.
Back to the lava bread. They've developed applications that actually then look at spatial aspects, so how people move and how people move around in different environments. Yep. And that brings incredible intelligence about how that organization is working, particularly for a retail environment or entertainment environment.
So these where guys, people congregate,
where,
you know,
where they congregate, flow. How long they stay there, yep. How long they, what they get out of it. You can see it captures huge amounts of data, and it's not so much Big Brother because it's not capturing who you are, it's just looking at the behaviors of people in that environment.
So which kind of businesses would really prosper using this?
So Scout is really designed for a lot of retail businesses or entertainment businesses, for things like business parks or theme parks, anything that involves large people, but large volumes of people moving through or behaving in certain ways within that environment.
And I'm thinking maybe supermarkets as well.
Supermarkets are way, way up the list for them. And I know that they're doing several trials with several large organizations at the moment. But that's a major Maidstone-based business,
wow.
leading the way in spatial technologies right across the planet for Internet of Things kind of approaches. So we've got them speaking, and Ahmed from Scout will be there. We've got people talking about big data and the application of big data and how big data is driving web analytics across the web and allowing people to understand a lot more about their business. Data is the new oil, and the way oil and the way data can be harvested to make things happen.
I can see Simon nodding here in agreement.
Yeah. Feel free to join in, Simon.
Chip in, Simon, because he's champing at the bit here.
Oh, well, I was going to say the big data element is a key part of Lawyer Fair and where Lawyer Fair is going.
Must be.
Because you know, every time a customer interacts with us, we're gathering information.
Yeah.
And actually, over time, you know, as an organisation, we're gathering information on, you know, what was the last price somebody actually paid for a lease?
Yeah.
You know, that piece of work. And you... all of that information, you know, how solicitors responded, what were the customers asking for, allows us to take all that data and suggest a route through for the customer, where they're going to find the best value. For us as a business, it allows us to send a piece of work to the right solicitor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so big data is absolutely key.
Absolutely.
On the whole thing.
It's
what we do.
Roger. Mm.
Well, I totally agree with that, and I'll mention something else a little bit later on where that kind of live feed of new information actually is integral to how the business model works. We've got Macintyre Hudson talking about cloud computing.
Right.
So about a bunch of accountants.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Bunch of accountants talking about cloud computing. Why? Well, because they see the value of it. They're talking about an accounting package called Xero, which works to help organizations capture all of the relevant information they need and do a lot of the bookkeeping automation that allows Macintyre Hudson to focus on more management of the accounts rather than the actual performance in the day-to-day, looking after things day-to-day. And I imagine that's a very similar model in the accounting world to the model that you're talking about in the legal world. And so it's great to have people talking about things like that. And I guess the final thing that I'd like to focus on is something that I think is going to be unique to this show. We've managed to pull in an organization from New York called IPsoft, who have designed and developed the very, very first, the world's first fully automated artificial intelligence customer service agent.
Wow.
So that customer
service... It's not called Jules, is it?
It's not called Jules. It's actually called Amelia.
Amelia.
Amelia. Oh, that's classy. I like that.
And I'll send you the tweet so people can, or the link rather, so that people can go and have a look and get a flavour for what Amelia's about. But Amelia's going to be there with her handler. Amelia's going to come and talk to us directly online and have conversation with people. Not pre-prepared, not canned, but actually will react to questions from the audience. Now, the interesting thing about Amelia and her cohort is that she actually mans 200,000-odd front desks in terms of customer service. And every time anybody talks to one of her instances, that knowledge is immediately shared with every single one of the other instances.
Wow.
So the more she works, the smarter she gets. The smarter she gets, the faster she gets.
My daughter's called Amelia. She doesn't do anything for anybody.
but the thing is, of course, that she probably can scale up like Amelia will as well. Yeah.
Roger, thank you so much for that. I'm sorry to kind of cut you short because I know we've got lots more to talk about, but we have completely run out of time in what was a very packed show. And I think what we'll do... When is Kent Live?
Kent Vision is May the 11th.
Right.
It's free to attend, which is the other thing I forgot to mention.
Loads of speakers there. It's a good packed one.
There's a huge programme with additional speakers across a whole range of different... And really 300-odd... different organisations to look at least 20 different seminars to attend, and just a fabulous day.
Fantastic.
The Twitter handle is Kent Vision Live.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for that, Roger. Roger Williams of Intelligent Linking and the FSB. Absolutely brilliant. We're almost out of time. I've got to gabble through the last bit. We've got hundreds of tweets that I haven't read out. I do apologise that we haven't got round to them. I just need to mention one because it's relevant to what Roger was saying, which is from the Andrew Knott of the FSB, who says, can you give us a shout out if anybody would like any more information about the FSB or would like to know about our energy saving products, please get in touch with me. And the best way to do that is to follow Andrew on the Twitter at anot20. That's anot, A-K-N-O-T-T, 20.
And remember, so he saved a Margate, a Fannett business, £5,000 this year for energy saving. So it's worth having a chat with him.
Absolutely. Coming up on Channel Radio on the rest of today, at 4 o'clock, we have the lovely Natalie Beneig, who we mentioned earlier with her Faversham dinner tomorrow. She's doing the Kent Creative Live Show at 4 o'clock here on Channel Radio. At 5 o'clock, we have, in his stripy socks, the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery, with an entertainment interview show, music, entertainment, and all the rest of it. Then at 7 o'clock, we have...
Welcome on to the New Potato Show.
18 tracks of hand-picked, new and up-and-coming unsigned music on the New Potato Show, 7 till 9. At 9 o'clock, we have our comedy show. I was Lord Kitchener's valet.
Oh, I thought that was you and me.
Focusing on the year 1967. And then, as always, on a Tuesday evening on Channel Radio, we round it out with...
It's Club Culture with Boy George.
One, two, three, get down!
Cool drum beat at the squidgy bass. I give you Vanilla Ace and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
So George rounds the evening off for us, as always, on a Tuesday evening here on channelradio.co.uk. But we've reached the end of another show. I'd just like to say a massive thank you to all the people involved in today's show. Today's show sponsor, who was CA Financial Services, based in Sevenoaks. A massive thank you to you for sponsoring today's show. The guests on the show, the lovely Shona and Chloe from 3A, Digital Apprentices and Business Apprentice Training Company, Mr. Simon Mead of Lawyer Fair, Roger Williams from Intelligent Linking and the Federation of Small Business. Thank you all so much for joining us. Thank you for sending your tweets and your emails. If you tweeted us or emailed us and we haven't got around to reading it, I do apologise. We just get inundated with these things. We will try to do it, and we will try to read them next week, as long as they're not time sensitive. Do stay. Keep them coming in, because we do love hearing from you. Because this show is all about you, the businesses out there in Southeast England. But that's it for another week. We will be back next week with the Business Bunker show. In the meantime, have a fabulous week, and we'll see you all next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
By going to the website and following up with the links that are there. But we'll be back with you next week.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.